This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Anti-coup protests continued Wednesday in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, and are expected around the country despite the possibility of violence by the army and police. The protests are taking place in defiance of an order banning gatherings of five or more people. The UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned of the prospect of major violence as the demonstrators gathered Wednesday to protest the military's seizure of power. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. Police filed a new charge against the elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, a move likely to fuel further public anger. Suu Kyi, who was detained in February 1st in a military takeover, already faced a charge of illegally possessing walkie-talkies, an apparent attempt to provide a legal veneer for her house arrest. Military coup has brought a shocking halt to Myanmar's fragile progress toward democracy, most visible in Suu Kyi's tenure as national leader. The White House said Tuesday that the Biden administration will begin Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers. As Biden's administration seeks to end the Trump-era migrant protection protocols program. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers do not need to take action yet, but instead should stay where they are and await further instructions. And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is